إن الحمد لله. Certainly our praise belongs to Allah. نحمده. We praise Him. ونستعينه. We seek His assistance and help. ونستغفره. We ask His forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. We seek Allah's protection and refuge from the evils and wickedness within ourselves. ومن سيئات أعمالنا. And from the bad outcomes and consequences of our actions. إِنَّهُ مَا يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّنَا. Certainly whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, and none can misguide. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets astray, then none else can guide. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. I bear witness and testify that nothing deserves to be worshipped other than Allah. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He is alone in that right without any partner. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah raise his rank and grant peace, that he is the worshipful slave and the messenger, prophet of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Amma ba'du, fa fil hadith al-Qudsi, al-Sahih, yaqulu Allah ta'ala, ana inda dhanni abdi bi, mutafaqun alayhi. Has come in a hadith, reported from the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the speech of Allah, from the words of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that are not in the Quran, that Allah azza wa jal, that He said, ana inda dhanni abdi bi, that I am according to however my servant thinks about me. However the human being thinks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be for him. According to how well he thinks of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will see the effects of that. And according to his poor thoughts about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and his ill suspicions about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will see the effects of that. This is collected by both Bukhari and Muslim. And in the wording of At-Tirmidhi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, إِنْ ظَنَّ خَيْرًا فَلَهُ وَإِنْ ظَنَّ شَرًّا فَلَهُ. If he thinks well about me, then he will get goodness in his life. And if he thinks evilly about me, then he will have that. He will have a bad life. Ayyuhal akh, O brother in Islam, kayfa dhannuka billahi 'inda ada'i at-ta'at wa ijtinab al-muharramat. O brother in Islam, how do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you are fulfilling the obligations by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from what Allah has forbidden? What are you thinking about Allah? كيف ظنك بالله عند تتوب عندما تتوب وتستغفر من الآثام والذنوب. How are you thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you turn in penitence and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness from sins and disobedience? كيف ظنك بالله عند نزول المصائب. How do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when difficulties befall you and descend as a test from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? كيف ظنك بالله كيف ظنك بإجابة الله لدعواتك. How do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you make dua? Do you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and are you muqin, are you certain that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to respond to your prayers and going to respond to what you have asked Him for? كيف ظنك بالله تبارك وتعالى أهو حسن أم هو سيء. How is your thinking about Allah تبارك وتعالى في كل حال, in any situation? Do you think well of Allah تبارك وتعالى, or do you think poorly about Allah تبارك وتعالى? كم تقنط من رحمة وَكَمْ تَأْيَسُ مِنْ فَرَجٍ. How often do you despair from the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and how often do you lose hope from relief in your situation? لِأَنَّكَ إِنسَانٌ ضَعِيفٌ لَا تَعْرِفُ عَنْ عِلْمِ اللَّهِ وَحِكْمَتِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَعَدْلِهِ وَحَمْدِهِ وَحَقِّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This is because you are a weak human and you don't realize anything but very little about the knowledge of Allah and His wisdom and His justice and His mercy. and is deserving of praise in every situation. And the right of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be worshipped in good times and what is easy and in difficulty and hardship. Except for very little. فَحُسْنُ ذَنِي بِاللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَ عُبُودِيَةٌ قَلْبِيَةٌ عَظِيمًا. Having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a tremendous act of worship that is performed in the heart of the believer. حُسْنُ ذَنِي بِاللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَ يَنْتُجُ عَنْ عَقِيلَةٍ سَلِيمًا وَيَقْوَى بِحَسَبِ مَعْرِفَةِ الْعَبْدِ بِاللَّهِ مَعْرِفَةِ الْعَبْدِ بِاللَّهِ وَمَحَبَّتِهِ. Having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes as a result of having a sound belief, having the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah pertaining al-Iman billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, pertaining what we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It comes as a result of how strong your knowledge of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, or how weak it is, and how much you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَسَّنْ ظَنَّكَ بِاللَّهِ أَيُّهَا الْأَخِ عِنْدَ آدَاءِ الطَّاعَاتِ. Improve how you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O brother, whenever you are fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience. تَجِدْ نَفْسَكَ نَشِيطًا فَرِحًا شَكُورًا. And if you do that, you will find yourself energetic and you will find yourself happy and grateful for what you are doing. ذَكِّرْ نَفْسَكَ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. Remind yourself of the statement of Allah subhanahu fi ulah, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Remind yourself of the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala while you are performing any act of obedience. That whoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, and they are a believer, then certainly Allah in His greatness will cause that person to live a good life. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His greatness will reward that person according to the best of what they used to do. وَذَكِّرْ نَفْسَكَ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. Remind yourself of the statement of Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. That certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't oppress anyone even the weight of an atom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't deprive anyone from what is coming to them and what they are deserving of, not even withholding from them the weight of an atom. And if a person has done good, yudha'ifha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply the reward of what he has done, and he will give him a tremendous reward, specifically from himself and specially from himself. Tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa hassan dhannaka billahi al-azim inda tark al-ma'asi wa ijtinab al-muharramat. Improve how you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you find yourself in a situation of leaving off disobedience or abstaining from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. ذَكِّرْ نَفْسَكَ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. Remind yourself of the statement of Allah subhanahu fi ula, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِيهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. That whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger and has taqwa of Allah, has a fearful mindfulness and cognizance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that causes him to stay away from what Allah hates, to protect himself from the anger of Allah. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and has fear of Allah and behaves in a manner by which he protects himself from Allah's anger, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Then such people are الْفَائِزُونَ. They are those who are truly successful alone. وَذَكِّرْ نَفْسَكَ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. Remind yourself of the statement of Allah. Exalted be He the Most High. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Remind yourself of the statement of Allah تبارك وتعالى. When you are in a situation where you must stay away from sin and disobedience, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that He will reward those who did good with goodness, absolute goodness. They are those يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ, who stay away from the most destructive and major sins, and that which is lewd and reprehensible, except for al-lamam, except for the more minor sins they may fall into. حَسْنُ ظَنَّكَ بِاللَّهِ عند الندم على الذنوب والإقبال على التوبة والإنابة الصادقة وعند الفرار من مساخط الله وعند الرجوع إلى مراضيه، وكن عازما على ألا تعود إلى معاصيه. ذكر نفسك بقول الرب الكريم: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Oh brother in Islam, oh sister in Islam, improve how you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you find yourself remorseful because you have fallen into sin and disobedience. And when you find yourself with the intention to turn yourself devotedly to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with repentance and to return back to the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala genuinely. When you find yourself in a situation where you are trying to flee and run away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with, and return back to the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be determined never to go back to those things of sin and disobedience. And remind yourself of the statement of your noble and generous Lord tabarak wa ta'ala: قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, O my worshipful slaves who have committed injustices against their own souls, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiving, and He is the most merciful. لَا تَنْسَ أَبَدًا أَنَّ مَنْ تَابَ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Never forget that whoever turns penitently and repentfully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly accept his repentance. وَالتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ وَالنَّدَمُ تَوْبَ. And the person who repents from sin and disobedience is like the one who never did them to begin with. بل الأمر أعظم من ذلك. And the affair is even greater than that. وهو أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يبدل الله سيئاته إلى حسنات. Which is that Allah تبارك وتعالى will exchange every bad deed He did with good deeds. As Allah تبارك وتعالى قال بعدما توعد أهل الإجرام بعقوبة جسيمة على الجرائم العظام من الشرك والقتل المحرم والفواحش ثم استثنى إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, after threatening those who commit the worst of crimes with a terrible punishment for the enormous crimes that they committed of polytheism and worshiping others besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the crime of committing murder and the crime of committing adultery and fornication, He threatened His punishment and then He exempted the following. He said, except for those who believe and repent and do righteous deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly will exchange their good deeds for bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange their bad deeds for good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said about the statement of Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, when he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنَّ بِرَبِّهِ فَيُحْسِنُ الْعَمَلُ وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرُ يُسِيءُ الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ أَوْ بِرَبِّهِ فَيُسِيءُ فِي الْعَمَلُ. He said that the believer thinks well about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and so he does well. The sound went out. And the fajr, and the wicked person, he thinks poorly about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. يعمل هذا. And the wicked person, he thinks poorly about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and so he behaves poorly. He thinks poorly about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and so he behaves poorly. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said in his book, Al-Da'u wa Al-Dawa, وَلَا رَيْبَ أَنَّ حُسْنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّمَا يَكُونُ مَعَ الْإِحْسَانِ. That there is no doubt that having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only possible when a person is doing well in their religion, when a person is doing right and doing what they are supposed to do. The only way that it is possible for them to have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is befitting. فإن المحسن أحسن الظن بربه أن يجازيه على إحسانه وأن لا يخلف وعده وأن يقبل توبته. For verily the person who is doing well in his religion, then the reason that he is doing well is because he had good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward him for his goodness. And that Allah would not break his promise to reward him. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept his repentance for his shortcomings. وَأَمَّا الْمُسِيعُ الْمُسِرُّ عَلَى الْكَبَائِرِ وَالظُّلْمِ وَالْمُخَالَفَاتِ فَإِنَّ وَحْشَةَ الْمَعَاسِي وَالظُّلْمِ وَالْحَرَامِ تَمْنَعُهُ مِنْ حُسْنِ الظَّنِّ بِرَبِّهِ. But as for the person who is sinful and who is persistent upon disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the wahsha, then the despair and the hopelessness that he feels in his heart because of his sin and his disobedience, and because of oppressing other people, and because of falling into what is forbidden, تَمْنَعُهُ مِنْ حُسْنَ الظَّنِّ بِرَبِّهِ, it prevents him from having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيُّهَا الْأَخْ يَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ حَسَّنْ ظَنَّكَ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عِنْدَ الدُّعَاءِ. O brother, O sister, O worshipper of Allah, have good thoughts of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and improve how you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you make dua for anything. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as is authentically reported in hadith collected by At-Tirmidhi in his Jami', the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while being certain that Allah will respond and answer your prayer. Will respond to and answer your prayer. Wa'alamu, and know with certainty, أن الله لا يستجيب دعاء من قلب غافل لاه, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not respond to the prayer and invocation and request of a person whose heart is غافل, whose heart is mindless, whose heart is forgetful of Allah تبارك وتعالى, and who is lahin, and who is not focused on what they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. فالموقن المحسن الظن بالله يكثر من الدعاء ولا يأيس من الإجابة ولا يعجل. The person who is certain, having good thoughts about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his certainty and sincerity will cause him to make a lot of dua for anything that he needs, whenever he needs anything. And he'll never despair of Allah's answering and responding to his prayer. And he won't ya'jal. He won't be hasty and expecting Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to answer his prayer immediately. But rather he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer his prayer in the way that he answers, in the way that he responds and answers at a time that is according to his wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَسَّجِيبُ اللَّهُ دَعْوَتَ. So because he doesn't rush, because he has certainty, and because he has sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his dua. وَكَمْ مِنْ إِنسَانٍ يَتْرُكُ الدُّعَى لِسُوءِ ظَنِّهِ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And how many people abandon calling upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala because they have poor thoughts of Allah, and because they have ill suspicions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because they don't have hopeful expectations in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا دَعَ رَبَّهُ مَا أَسْرَعَ مَا يَتْرُكُ الدُّعَى لِسُعِ ظَنِهِ بِاللَّهِ. And that same person, in the rare instance and occasion that he does make dua, how quickly does he give up and stop making dua and stop asking for the thing that he needs from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala because he has poor thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ, that the dua of one of you was answered, مَلَمْ يَعْجَلْ يَقُولُ دَعُوتُ فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي. That the dua of one of you is answered so long as he doesn't rush the response of his dua. Expect Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to answer immediately, saying that I made dua and it hasn't been answered yet. This is collected by both Bukhari and Muslim. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أيها الأخ أيتها الأخت، حصنوا ظنونكم بالله تبارك وتعالى عند الشدائد. Our brothers and sisters, improve how you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the thoughts that you have about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when calamity strikes. Subhanallah, بعض الناس نساء ورجال لا يحسنون الظنون بالله في العافية. قال الله تبارك وتعالى، الله سبحانه وتعالى, He explained to us that many people, male and female, don't have good thoughts about Allah تبارك وتعالى even in times of ease. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He said, إن الإنسان لربه لكنود. Indeed, the human being is kanood towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, يُعَدِّدُ الْمَصَائِبُ وَيَنْسَى النِّعَمُ, meaning that he counts his problems and he forgets every blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. يَشْكُونَ الْخَالِقِ إِلَى خَلْقِهِ لِأَتْفَحِ الْأَسْبَابِ. How many people in a state of afia, in a state of ease and comfort and good health, complain about the Creator to His creation for the most petty and insignificant of reasons. فَكَيْفَ يَكُونُ حَالُهُمْ عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ وَنُزُولِ الْمَصَائِبِ. How do you think they're going to act when calamity strikes and affliction befalls them? قال الله تعالى, الله تبارك وتعالى, He said, وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُ بِهَا وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ. That when Allah in His greatness causes mankind to taste His mercy, they rejoice. And when they are stricken with something of difficulty and hardship because of what their hands have earned, then you find them despair and lose hope in the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وقال الله تعالى حكاية عن قول الملائكة لإبراهيم قالوا بشرناك بالحق فلا تكن من القانطين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He says, mentioning the statement of the angels to Ibrahim, that we have given you glad tidings and truth. فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. So do not be from those that lose hope and despair of Allah's mercy. Glad tidings of a child at an old age. قَالَ, He said, وَمَنْ يَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَى الضَّالُّونَ. He said, and who will lose hope and despair of the mercy of his Lord, except for those that are astray? Scholars, they say, according to what is mentioned in this verse, that from أعظم أسباب الضلال القنوط من رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى, from the greatest causes of going astray, from the greatest causes of sin and disobedience, from the greatest of causes of al-bid'ah wal-shirk wal-kufr, of people worshipping others besides Allah تبارك وتعالى and disbelieving in Allah تبارك وتعالى, is losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال الله تعالى حكاية عن نبيه يعقوب. Allah تبارك وتعالى, likewise, He says, mentioning the statement of His prophet يعقوب, إنه لا يأيس من روح الله إلى القوم الكافرون. He said, after telling his sons to look for Yusuf and his brother in Egypt, to go back and look for them, and do not lose hope and despair of the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى. He says, for verily none whose hope and despair مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ وَرَوْحُ اللَّهِ رَحْمَتُهُ وَفَرَجُهُ وَتَنْفِيسُهُ. Do not lose hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you relief. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Do not lose hope that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make things easier. For verily none lose hope in the mercy of Allah and the deliverance of Allah and the easing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for people who are disbelievers. As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, فَإِنَّ الرَّجَاءَ يوجب للعبد السعي والاجتهاد فيما رجاه. That the statement of Ya'qub to his sons, it shows us that when a person hopes for a thing, that hope that they have causes them to work hard and to be diligent in their effort to get that thing. والإياس يوجب له تثاقل وتباتر. While despairing and losing hope causes a person to slow down and causes them to feel heavy and to despair. وأولى ما رجا العباد فضل الله وإحسانه ورحمته وروحه. And the most deserving of things that any person can ask or hope for is the bounty, kindness, and mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And for this reason, the worshippers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala are like that. And the disbelievers are not like that. As Sa'adi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said about the statement of Ya'qub, إِلَى الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, that none lose hope except for those who disbelieve. He said, فَإِنَّهُمْ لِكُفْرِهِمْ يَسْتَبْعِدُونَ رَحْمَتَ, that because of their disbelief, they rule out the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَحْمَتُهُ بَعِيدَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ, and because of their disbelief and their bad thoughts of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they're losing hope in the mercy of Allah, then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in fact far away from them because of their bad thoughts of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَتَشَبَّهُ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. So here he is telling his sons and setting a qudwa and setting an example to be followed by every generation, telling his sons, do not despair, because none despair of Allah's mercy except for the disbelievers, meaning so do not resemble and imitate the disbelievers in their attitude that they have about Allah and their poor thoughts about Allah. Tabarak wa ta'ala. It was reported from Abi Razin al-Uqayli that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ضَحِكَ رَبُّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ قُنُوطِ عِبَادِهِ وَقُرْبِ غِيَرِهِ قَالَ أَبُ الرَّزِينَ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَوَ يَضْحَكُ الرَّبُّ الْعَظِيمُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Abu Razin al-Uqayli, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah smiles and laughs when he sees his servants despairing while knowing that the change of their circumstance is very near. Abu Razin, he said, O Messenger of Allah, does the tremendous, glorious Lord really smile and laugh? He said, Na'am. قُلْتُ لَنَعْدَمَ مِنْ رَبِّنْ يَضْحَكُ خَيْرًا. He said, a Lord who smiles and who laughs because of loving good and mercy for His creation, meaning that we will never be without good from a Lord that is like that. A person in every situation is to have good thoughts about Allah. حَتَّى عِنْدَ قُرْبِ الْأَجَلِ وَوَشْكِ الْمَوْتِ. Even at the time where death is near, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ ظَنَّ بِاللَّهِ. Let none of you die unless he is having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, it was reported in conclusion, the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, with authentic chain of narration, Mahayyan Abu Nadar, he said, دَخَلْتُ مَعَ وَاثِلَةً ابن الأسقع على أبي الأسود الجرشي في مرضه الذي مات فيه فسلم عليه وجلس. He said, حيان أبو النضر, he said, I entered with the companion واثلة ابن الأسقع to visit أبو الأسود يزيد الجرشي during his sickness in which he died. When he entered, he gave the salams and he sat. فأخذ أبو الأسود يمين واثلة فَمَسَحَ بِهِ عَلَىٰ عَيْنَيْهِ وَوَجْهِهِ. He took the hand of his companion, the man who was sick at the verge of death, and he took it and he wiped it over his eyes and over his face. لِبَيَاتِهِ بِهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Because he had taken the bay'ah to the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So this was a sign, and it was an indication to remind Wathila, and that I had devoted myself, meaning my face and my eyes. As the Arabs, they say, عَلَىٰ عَيْنْ وَرَأْسِ, and when you have respect for a person, that the person is upon my head and upon my eyes. Because he had this oath of allegiance and support for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took the hand of his companions, and this was a cultural gesture to show him, that he was thinking at the time of death about Oh, he has supported and helped the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فقال له واثلة واحدة أسألك عنها. واثلة, he said, I just want to ask you one thing. قال وما هي? He said, what would you like to ask me? You see that he could barely speak. He took the hand of his companion because he couldn't say what he wanted to say. But he uttered this, وما هي? What is it? What would you like to ask me? قال كيف ظنك بربك? He says, how are you thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now? How are you thinking about Allah at this moment? قال فقال أبو الأسود وأشار برأسه أي حسن. The man, he couldn't speak, but he indicated with his head, he shook his head, meaning I have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال واثلة أبشر. واثلة, he said to him, receive glad tidings and good news and rejoice. إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, قال الله عز وجل, that Allah the Mighty and Majestic said, أنا عند ظني عبدي بي فليظن بي ما شاء. That Allah the Mighty and Majestic said that I am according to the thoughts that my servant has about me. I will be for him as he expects, فليظن بي عبدي ما شاء. So let him think about me however he chooses to think about me. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقيم الصلاة.